It looks real enough. In fact, the so-called Roboturkey is an Eastern Tom turkey, prepared by a taxidermist who put moving parts from a model airplane inside. Officers from Michigan's Department of Natural Resources control the bird from up to 100 yards away. Lieutenant Dave Davis says they use it to catch people hunting out of season, trespassing, or shooting birds from their vehicles.
We'll set up the decoy where the problem is, and then we'll do surveillance on it. We don't just leave it there unattended. Somebody's going to be watching it. And we'll wait for somebody to come and shoot it, basically. It's not rocket science.
A local chapter of the National Wildlife Turkey Federation donated this bird, which is one of several in use across northern Michigan. The decoys have led to charges against a few poachers this year, who can face up to $500 in fines. Lieutenant Davis says poachers who shoot the robo-turkey get off easy. Shooting a real turkey illegally can mean a $1,500 fine and 5 days in jail. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.